Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We had Aditi Kinkabala on yesterday on the Fan Morning Show, and she is making all the national news today. She broke the story about Ben Roethlisberger, talked to his agent Ryan Tolner about wanting to come back after that meeting yesterday for an 18th season, and the team and Ben Roethlisberger both decided that they will come back. They'll come to an agreement. It'll all be figured out. More than likely, there's supposed to be a release issued today that the team and the player will come to an agreement. Of course, that'll happen at about 10:01. That's generally how news breaks. So look for that at about 10:01 today, just after we're off the air, because all the news breaks. But Aditi said something yesterday that I think might hold, or at least could have been a precursor to Ben Roethlisberger coming back, as some people see it.
A front office executive at another team last week phrased this to me as trophy arrogance. And that's the idea that the Steelers every single year believe that they are in it to win it. Every single year they believe they are a legitimate contender for the Super Bowl.
Okay, trophy arrogance. I'll tell you how this season's going to go. I already know how it's going to go. The Steelers are going to be 10-7 or so next season, maybe 9-8. Remember, they play those 17 games. They'll make the playoffs. They might win a wild card game, but that's the ceiling. Now, they wouldn't do better with Rudolph, but the rebuild would start. And he might be bad enough to only win 5 games and get a good pick without going out there and having to use any draft capital. Ben won't. Ben won't be bad enough to win 5 games. He won't be good enough to get past a round or two in the playoffs at all, and that's where it is. The Steelers will be in purgatory. Ben Roethlisberger might be. He might be. I'll even concede this. The best short-term option for a 15, 17-game sort of span. He could be. When you take him and you line him up against Mason Rudolph and you line him up against Dwayne Haskins, he might be the best of the three quarterbacks going into this season. But for long-term, for an organizational direction, for what this organization wants to become and the trajectory that it's headed on, I'm just failing to understand the plan other than we're floating along.
The plan is to let Ben do what Ben wants to do. That's the plan. And clearly that was the decision made by two out of the three members of the triumvirate that lead the Pittsburgh Steelers, Art Rooney II, Kevin Colbert, and Mike Tomlin. Two of them decided that, well, you know what? Ben's the better option for one more year. And I'm willing to bet, based on the things that Kevin Colbert said last week, he was not one of those three people. Maybe he was. I don't know that for sure. But they've decided to tie themselves to Ben for one more year. They've decided to change the long-held Steelers philosophy of, you know what? We know when a guy has reached the end of the road, and even if we think the end of the road may not be another year or two off, you've outlived your fulfillment of your job with us to the point where we're going to ask you to be on your way. If they were comfortable telling Troy Polamalu, if they were comfortable telling Hines Ward, if they were comfortable telling, go back through the litany of players over the years, Franco Harris, all of them. If they were comfortable telling all those players, you know what, thank you for your service, but it's a no from us. I don't understand what about Ben Roethlisberger has given them the impetus, other than just nostalgia, given them the impetus to say, you know what, let's tie it all to Ben again for one more year and kick everything else another year down the road. I don't get it.
Right, and I saw the first 11 games. I also saw the last 7 games or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I saw the way that it worked. I saw outside towards the end of the year. And look, I've looked at this and tried to be very, very open-minded about it. And I went back and combed through it again yesterday. Outside of the one half against Indianapolis, I'm just trying to find in the last month and a half of the season, or the last month of the season especially, I'm trying to find a time, and there are other factors. There's the offensive line that wasn't good. There's a defense in the playoff game that wasn't good. There's all of that. But if we're just focusing in on the quarterback play, if you can show me the last 6 games or so outside of the one half against Indianapolis where you looked out there and you saw Ben Roethlisberger play well, or if you can find that Ben Roethlisberger in those last 6 or 7 games is a top 10 quarterback in this National Football League, I'm here to tell you that I can't. I can't do it. And if that is a guy, and I understand there's going to be a pay cut, and I get that, and I know that he's not going to make the money that he would have. That's not even remotely close. But I just don't understand the organizational direction. It's kind of like, okay, we'll just hope that he goes and he leads us to something. There's a way in which I can buy into this. I might be able to be sold, but it won't be able to be figured out until there's a postscript to this. If they bleed this all the way out and they let Ben Roethlisberger play this year, maybe even next year, whenever, but probably just 1 year, and then they go all in and they draft and they trade and they go big time and trade draft picks and go all the way up. The minute Ben walks out that door and they trade like 2 or 3 first-round picks, probably 2 first-round picks and something else, and entice somebody. Let's say Ben does, is predictable what he's going to do. He's going to win 9 or 10 games this year. And then he says, you know what? This old Cowboy's done. I can't do it anymore. I'm done. I'm finished. The only way I can get on board with this is if that next day the Pittsburgh Steelers start working on something where they trade 2, 3 first-round picks and they say, right now, next year, we're drafting 5th or 6th or 7th overall, and they have their eyes on a quarterback. The only way this works for me is if this rolls into the next franchise quarterback. That's it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know enough about the quarterbacks coming out a year from now to know if that guy exists. And that, I think, is part of the problem here, is that if the Pittsburgh Steelers are kicking the can down the road, and I don't just mean the salary cap can of, you know, let's renegotiate Hayward and we'll figure out the Watt extension when the time comes and all that stuff that's coming up in the next couple of years. I don't just mean that. I mean, if they're kicking the can of resetting the organization in the absence of a franchise quarterback down the road, they're also rolling the dice on whether that quarterback exists a year from now or not. They don't know that. They don't know that trading 2 or 3 first-round picks a year from now is going to be enough to get them the next Ben Roethlisberger. That's a hard thing to find. Even when you're drafting in the top 10, you better know exactly what you're getting in that quarterback. And they hit a home run with Ben Roethlisberger when they took him. They were lucky to have him fall to him, and it led the franchise in a positive direction for the most part for the last decade and a half, and that worked for them. But if they're going to simply say, well, we'll get our franchise quarterback a year from now, there's no way. Is it Slovis from USC? Is it Rattler from Oklahoma? We have no idea. There could be some other guy who has a Joe Burrow type year and comes up out of nowhere. We don't know. They, more importantly, don't know. What they do know is that next season, the 2021 season for the Pittsburgh Steelers, is going to involve an aging quarterback who is just as likely to play as he did against Baltimore and Washington and Buffalo and Cincinnati and the first half against Indy as he is to play like he did the first time against Cincinnati or the first time against Baltimore or the Dallas game or the first Cleveland game or the Houston game or the Denver game. You don't know what you're going to get from Ben except that he's going to want to do things his way. There's about a 50-50 shot he's going to be successful in doing it, and that the rest of the franchise, including the offensive coordinator you just promoted, are going to have to wait to find out how it's all going to go.
People say, well, you ignore what he did the first 10 games of the season. No, I don't ignore. But I pay more attention to the last 6 or 7 games because he's getting no younger. and that elbow is not going to regenerate. He's not, he's not Benjamin Button or whatever. It's not happening like that with Ben Roethlisberger. So while I don't ignore the first 10 games, I pay a whole hell of a lot more attention to the last six because now it's an extra regular season game. And again, Ben gets no younger. I might be wrong. I've been wrong about a lot of things. I was wrong about the Cleveland Browns, dead wrong about them. I was wrong about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, dead wrong about them. And if I'm wrong about it, if we fast forward a year from now and the Pittsburgh Steelers are holding the Lombardi or they play in the Super Bowl, I'll be wrong. But short of that, I'm not wrong. This doesn't give you the opportunity to play for a Super Bowl. And if a franchise quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger in an old school, in a number one draft pick like Ben Roethlisberger, if he's hanging around and you fall short of playing for the Super Bowl, there's no reason to not start a rebuild. There's none. And if I'm wrong, I'll admit I'm wrong. I'm the first guy to do that on Sports Talk Radio. I just don't have a feeling that I'm going to be wrong about this.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.